not entertain!
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
You're listening to the French Press Podcast, where we discuss events from our lives.
Welcome to the French Press Podcast. This is episode 221.
And it's Tuesday, February 13th, 2018.
So glad you could join us. We've got a lot scheduled for today. This podcast episode is special for a couple reasons, one of which is how loudly Jeff is able to pour the French press coffee into the coffee cups. Well done, Jeff.
That was impressive.
This is the day before Valentine's Day, so happy Valentine's Day to everyone out there. This episode, there will be a theme of love.
A theme of love.
Yes. And to go ahead and get started, I'm going to read you a quote from a person that I love very much. Listen carefully. Everyone, at some point in their lives, wakes up in the middle of the night with the feeling that they are all alone in the world, and that nobody loves them now, and nobody will ever love them, and that they will never have a decent night's sleep again, and will spend their lives wandering blearily around a loveless landscape, hoping desperately that their circumstances will improve, but suspecting in their heart of hearts that they will remain unloved forever. The best thing to do in these circumstances is to wake someone else up, so that they can feel this way too. That is a quote from one of my favorite writers,
Edgar Allan Poe.
Mr. Lemony Snicket.
Oh.
This isn't actually dark, it's like humorous dark.
Oh, okay.
Kind of what the original Single Thought, which we used the theme music from Single Thoughts for this bit, what that was also intended to be.
It was supposed to be dark.
Not Edgar Allan Poe dark, but funny, sad, dark.
Twisted and warped.
Twisted and warped.
Here's one other great quote from Lemony Snicket as well. Love can change a person the way a parent can change a baby, awkwardly and often with a great deal of mess.
Ah, I like that.
So we've never read a quote from Lemony Snicket before, but he does have a series of books called A Series of Unfortunate Events. And it's about these orphans where their parents are murdered and they're chased around their world by
a crazy uncle?
Count Olaf.
Is he their uncle? Or no?
You know, distant relative, I remember.
I didn't finish the series yet.
There's books, and then there's also the TV series on Netflix.
And there's also the movie, which I think is better than the TV show. Jim Carrey is Count Olaf, and I think it's hilarious.
I remember liking the movie.
Ruben, with your Donald Trump hands, hilarious.
The movie, what was that? A series of unfortunate events.
Yeah.
Is it the same? Is that also what it's called?
That's the book series and Netflix. Yeah. Netflix series as well.
It's convoluted.
But the books are excellent. I didn't finish them, but I listened to a handful of them and maybe read one.
Yeah.
They're excellent.
The books are great. I never started them, but yeah, I've heard they're great.
If you're traveling, they're great audio material because they're read in a great way. I guess I'm not sure if it's by Lemony Snicket or not, but either way, I can't recommend them highly enough. It's child appropriate. They're made for children.
Yeah.
But it's also funny enough for adults to enjoy. Okay.
So today,
with that out of the way,
I think while the coffee's hot, we need to play the guess the coffee game. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
Jeff again brought us coffee. I know that he didn't make a stop at Main Street to get... He had coffee before he went to Main Street today.
I did.
I'm sniffing it. I think I smell a little bit of flavor.
Do you? Layton says no.
I say no.
So far, we have not had flavored coffee. It's all been... But no, this is flavored coffee.
Just keep an open mind about this one and see if you can pin it down.
I actually like it, and I don't normally like flavored coffee.
Mm-hmm.
I think it has a little bit of a buttery flavor to it. Layton, you... And by the way, I'm pretty sure we're playing this game wrong because my brother, sister and brother-in-law had Jeff over to their house, and they made coffee, and they asked the guests if they enjoy the coffee, and they said, oh yeah, it's pretty good. And then they asked him, well, do you want to guess whose coffee it is? And Jeff said, it's McDonald's coffee, and he was right. It was McDonald's coffee.
Yep.
Wow.
Maybe you can add to the story. Was there more details?
No, there was not. I just recognize the flavor because I've had it before.
So, Jeff, can you at least narrow it down? Is this Main Street Coffee?
Yes, this is Main Street Coffee. Okay. Which okay. I did not buy at Main Street. I bought on Amazon.
Thank you.
With the Amazon link?
Yes.
Oh.
And
I now know what it is.
Okay, now you know what it is.
Because there's two flavors.
Yeah,
really. Or there's two kinds on Amazon, which, yeah, you can check it out. Main Street Roasters, they're selling coffee on Amazon.
Do they sell their Main Street blend on there?
They sell their Main Street blend, and they sell Jamaican Me Crazy.
So I'm going to guess Jamaican Me Crazy.
And I know it's Jamaican Me Crazy.
Mm-hmm. This is the only flavored coffee that I actually like. Like, I can drink flavored coffee, but...
Jeff, have you tried the Highlander Groggiest of Grogs?
I have. Not Main Street's Highlander Grog, but other Highlander Grog. And it's good, but it's just like there's too much artificialness to it.
I agree. It is very artificial.
Well, Jeff, someday you need to bring us some Highlander Grogs and without telling us, just so we can see.
Oh, if we would totally pick you it. I would pick it out like
I picked out McDonald's coffee.
Picks his corn very, very carefully.
I was hoping, you remember how I said it, I think this it smells like, or tastes like, it has like a buttery flavor to it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, I was hoping by reading the description I would be confirmed in that.
That there's a buttery.
But there's not. It's a fusion of dark Jamaican rum and Mexican liquors.
Oh, yeah. But I bet one of those rums is butter rum.
But regardless, it is really good.
I have gotten...
And again, I don't like flavored coffee, but the Jamaican Me Crazy is good.
The liqueur-flavored coffees are some of the more tolerable ones because it's a complementary flavor rather than an overpowering flavor.
Speaking of complementary flavors, maybe we should move on to the next topic.
Yeah.
That's right.
Well, here's some other big news. We reached 300 likes.
What?
And we didn't go over our goal. We're just right at our
goal. We're at our goal. At least nobody unliked it so that we're back down to $2.99. That would be awesome.
I suggested to somebody to like the Facebook page. And you made they didn't even have Facebook.
Oh, my goodness. I thought when you were born, you automatically got a Facebook account. Anyway.
Yeah, right.
So we're going to give, and so this coincides with the giveaway, the poll question, and more people did vote for that, but the shirt giveaway is still at the top. 48% wanted a shirt, 41% wanted coffee, and then the voice recording and the bracelet really didn't get any kind of love.
Nobody wants to hear Layton's voice all of the time.
So we'll be giving away a shirt, and the way we're going to do it is leave a comment and like the post where we're posting about this episode 221 on February 13th. The title will probably have something to do with Valentine's Day.
Will it?
Maybe.
Okay.
Let's stay on the theme of love.
Okay.
Recently, our friend Kyle made a proposal to his longtime girlfriend Amanda, and they are now engaged. And in the process, he bought her a dog.
Oh. See, that makes me so worried for the future of their relationship.
And also of your relationship.
Why my relationship?
No. Because now that they have a dog, it's more likely that you will get a dog.
Oh, Jeff, I'm not worried in the least. No, I'm not worried about that at all.
You feel that strong as a man? That you can handle the additional pressure? Because your wife does like a dog. Does like dogs.
She does like dogs. And mind you, I entertained the thought so much that it was a reality for about a week, and that week was horrible. It was absolutely terrible. And my wife felt bad as well. It's not that I want to save myself the pain of cleaning up after a dog. I want to save my wife the pain of feeling guilty that she would pressure me into getting a dog.
Wow, that's like a couple levels of...
Love.
Your love is so deep.
It's so deep that some might interpret it as just tolerance.
I can't remember which episode that was, but that was actually a good episode where you talked about that.
And in the moment, I didn't think you disliked the dog as much as I know you do now, or dogs in general.
Right.
I didn't even know you'd be against having a dog. I figured... you would be fine with it, and that you'd probably even like it. I just didn't know.
I like the idea.
But now I feel like I have an ally.
I like the idea of a pet that is snuggly like a dog and provides companionship like a dog and provides joy for the owner like a dog. But, like, if I could just have those things and not have to clean up after it, not have to make sure that it doesn't get into, like, delicate stuff.
Your stuff and other people's stuff, too.
Right.
Like your neighbors and whatnot.
Right. They get in the trash. They get in the neighbor's trash. They ruin blinds. They drink out of the toilet. They pee and poop wherever they please. Ugh. If I could have a pet without all of those caveats, I'm like, yeah, let's get a pet. Oh, and also the smell. The smell, Ruben.
The smell of itself, but then also what it causes you to smell like when it comes up and jumps on you or licks you.
What it makes your house smell like.
And your house, yeah. Too.
And the hair.
That's the biggest thing for me. Just like the hair, the scent
and
of
I
a
will
house
agree,
with dog
cats are the worst for hair.
For hair.
Like, dogs are not nearly as bad for hair.
And I will say...
But cats automatically poop in a litter box.
Yeah, they automatically do. Some people can manage a dog in their house and you don't smell it. But those people are very few and far between.
I agree.
And just because I know she's listening and probably feeling self-conscious, I do not smell Jen and Russ's dog when I'm over there or their house or anything.
Yeah. That is
that's the exception.
You are
not
the
exception. Norm.
You're a very unique family. More unique than we are.
You're exceptional.
Yeah.
I tried to find the podcast episode and I couldn't.
Back to Kyle.
It's somewhere there.
What do you think this is going to end up? How do you think this affects their future together?
I mean,
they do have something going for them in that it is a more outdoor dog.
But they're living in town. They will be.
Yeah, they have a fence.
Yeah, they're going to put up a privacy fence and all this stuff. Kyle, I was over the one night helping Kyle with his garage because I'm a really good friend.
Yeah, I haven't been there.
Yeah. So I was over there helping him getting his garage ready for insulation, and he told me that he brought that dog over one time, and already in that one, like, it was at his house for, like, I don't know, 2 hours maybe. And in that time, it managed to poop right where you walk. Like, yeah, he pooped outside. He pooped outside. But it was right in the walkway, and it was still, like, a problem.
Yeah. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you about the time I stepped in poop on the sidewalk on the intersection of Main Street and Market Street in 19 and 6 here in Napanee?
Who lets their dog poop?
Who lets their dog poop and doesn't clean it up on the side?
That's illegal.
Oh, you want to hear? You want to hear a story? You want to hear a story?
I was furious.
So my coworker Chris Heat was telling us this story. He said he was walking through Bourbon, okay, and there's this guy that walks his dog every day, and he goes and gets a coffee, and walks his dog. So he's holding the coffee in one hand, dog leash in the other hand. And I think he was reading a magazine in the dog leash hand as well. He's, like, walking along, drinking his coffee. Dog poops. And he, like, skillfully, with one hand, reaches in, pulls out a bag, reaches into his back pocket, pulls out a trowel, and then with the coffee hand, like, holds the bag and scoops the poop into the bag, okay? Then he, like, scrapes the trowel off inside the bag. It was all clean and good, okay? Then he shoves the trowel back into his back pocket, closes the bag, throws the bag away.
At least he cleans up.
Hey, at least he might not be clean, but at least the streets are clean.
At least the streets are clean.
I can at least respect him.
He's allowed to be as disgusting as his dog as long as he keeps the public places clean.
Exactly. But yeah,
I have so many memories. We did often have a dog growing up, multiple ones, at least four. Yeah. So it's not like I'm not accustomed to animals.
I'm sorry, but I hated your dog.
I did too.
I hated your dogs because they leapt all over you.
Yeah.
Well, let me finish.
Sorry.
And there was always poop in the yard where we would have our fire.
Oh, yep. Yeah.
Always.
Always.
You know what has been, what hasn't been in the yard since we don't have dogs anymore?
Poop.
Yeah.
Wow.
It was like, that was
good
that
guess.
That was the key, was not having a dog.
So dogs equal poop, And that means if you dogs means also no poop.
Exactly. Yeah.
And if there is poop with no dogs, then you have then you have a really big issue.
That's a problem that even the Humane Society can't fix. Or can they?
We've always had a house, like, not a house dog. We did have a house dog throughout my childhood at some point or other. But we've always had an outdoor dog, as long as I can remember. And a dog is great to have outside for kids, but I mean, I prefer the smaller dogs that don't jump all over you and that don't leave massive lumps in the yard for you to tromp through.
Tromping.
In bare feet.
Oh, squishy.
Uh-huh.
Okay. we'll move on to the next topic.
Kyle, you know, one last thing about Kyle getting a dog. So he bought this dog and gave it to Amanda at the exact same moment that he proposed.
Yes.
So I feel bad for them when the dog dies. Because
it's going to be like the death of their proposal.
Kind of. I'm not saying that it, like, is directly linked, but it's just, like,
but you're not,
how will that feel?
Yeah.
It's just, it's a little bit sad.
It is.
So don't link your dogs to emotional events. It's a good thing you're already bringing
it up and thinking about it now.
Yeah.
I mean, especially even before they're married. They can think about it for eternity now.
I love that we are, again, throwing Kyle and Amanda under the bus. It's great. Kyle, we love you still.
I mean, I think we should do it more.
I think we should do it more.
All right, let's move on then. Layton, you told me you had a Willie the Welder story.
Yeah, this isn't long. And it's Willie wasn't doing anything
well.
No, he wasn't doing anything like idiotic.
Okay.
But I was manning my machine, and close to my machine there's a trash dumpster.
Mm-hmm.
In that trash dumpster are many things. One of those things that should not be in there is anything that's steel.
Right.
Because
we have steel recycling bins.
Exactly.
For that purpose.
But also, what's disconcerting... Okay, here comes Willie the Welder walking past the dumpster that's close to me, close to my machine, and he peers in there.
Could you fill me up?
And... he pulls open, or he looks inside the dumpster, and then he makes some kind of exclamation, and I can't remember even what it was, but it was just like, what? And then he digs down in there.
Like jumps in?
Almost. Not quite head over heels, but it's close. Not quite. This particular Willie the Welder is pretty tall, so he can, like, easily reach in whatever.
Well, before you even said the tall part, I knew right away who it was just by the reaction. But anyways, continue.
And so then he pulls up, is like, look at this. And I'm like, what? There is a perfectly good bunch of bolts and nuts in here. And I'm like, yeah, it's terrible. Dude, he says, dude, I am poor. Don't people know that I could use this at home? Oh. And I was just like, and I said, you are not poor. Poor is a state of mind.
You said that?
Yeah, I did say that. And then he just, like, walks away.
That was an appropriate response, considering who it is.
Oh,
that is funny.
The thing is, at work, if you see a handful of bolts on the floor, it costs the company more money for you to go put them away than it does for you to just toss them in the next trash bin.
That's not necessarily true. It depends who.
It depends who you ask. It depends
who finds the nuts and bolts. If it's a certain Willie the Welder, oh yeah, they should definitely take the time to go put that away. They could spend,
like, they could screw stuff up if they're
an hour or two. They could exactly. It would still be worth them putting it away.
But a bolt that's worth 12 cents, our shop time is considerable. I mean, you would have to spend an extremely small amount of time to put one bolt away in order for it to actually be a profitable savings.
do that.
In other news, I turned 30 over the weekend.
Halfway to 60.
So. Oh, yes.
You're not that far behind.
You're right. But I am not even halfway to 50.
Are you 24?
I am 24. Ooh.
Well, you'll be there soon enough.
I'll be there sooner than enough.
Wait, Jeff, when's your birthday?
March.
Oh, so you're March 22nd. Like coming up on it?
It's like almost 1 month.
Ooh. Yeah.
I'm old.
No, it's not as old as Ruben.
Yeah, I still got
did. A I
years.
Did get some really cool gifts.
Oh, what'd you get?
Carmen got me this. I don't travel. I travel light, mm-hmm. And so on the few times when I do need a carry on to go with me, I stole one from my mom, and it's like a bright pink carry on. Looks kind of like a kitty. What's that brand?
Hello Kitty.
It looks kind of like a Hello Kitty.
Nice.
And I criticized her for getting pink because it's just, I mean, it just looks like something Barbie would be carrying with her. But she did have a good point. It sticks out, and so it's easy to find when it's on the conveyor belt. So it is practical.
Obnoxious even, luggage is practical.
Even though it's ugly. However, Carmen got me this beautiful leather. I mean, it's legitimate. I mean, this leather could probably be reused to saddle a horse. Like, it is high-quality leather. And it's made to, now, part of this is branding, but it's like, it's made to like hand down from generation to generation. If you take care of it, it will last forever.
Do you need to oil the leather to make sure it doesn't crack?
Yes, they have a website that's dedicated to special care for it.
What brand is this?
I forget the brand.
Oh, wow. It must be really nice then.
I forget what the brand is.
It's the apple of leather.
The apple of leather. Suitcases.
Leather.
Ruben, were you actually surprised at the surprise party?
No.
Not in the least.
I was going to be surprised because I didn't really think anything was coming up. But then Sunday for lunch, Carmen and I were at Mom and Dad's for Sunday lunch. And my sister and her husband were there, and we were talking. And then I forget, or I'll just tell exactly. I'll tell you the story exactly as it happened. One of my brothers, I think it was the youngest one, said, and I don't know what we were talking about before, but somehow it was connected and relevant. He said, "Ruben, Carmen's family probably doesn't even like you." And then I said, "Oh, they like me better than Layton." And then my brother-in-law said, "Oh, we'll ask him tonight." And then it just went silent because there was no plans to get together with anyone else that I knew of. So at that moment, I then knew, oh, yeah.
Well, I almost blew it on the guy's Snapchat.
I wondered, Jeff.
Because I was like, I knew that somebody had told me something about
that there were plans.
Something Sunday night. And I was like, what is this? And so, yeah. So I like texted, I like snapped out on a message on to the guys on Snapchat and said, "Hey, does anybody know what's going on tomorrow night? I think I remember something." And then very quickly, Johnny texted me, and then I was like trying to cover my tracks. I was like, "Oh no, it's a family thing."
I didn't think about it at all in the moment. I didn't think about it until later that I wonder if that was the thing Jeff was talking about.
I tried to call you, and you had already gotten the text from Johnny, and you knew what I was calling
about. I was
about.
In the midst of replying or sending my obfuscation snap.
So if not, yeah, I probably would have found out anyway because I could hear people. I was downstairs with Carmen and my one of my nephews, and we were just playing And so I heard people upstairs, and so I knew there was.
You
people
also
there.
Probably heard all the beeping.
I heard all the beeping from the car.
Or the car's coming.
The driveway alarm.
Does the beeper go in the basement too?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. We should have drove through the yard.
Dumb. We're covering our tracks.
By making tracks in the yard.
Oh, I did get one other really cool gift. This was from Marcus and Deborah, the owners of Main Street Coffee House, where this coffee is served. They got me two mugs. The one says Wi-Fi, and the other one says Hub. But there's extra letters to it. So instead of it says Wi-Fi, but then there is a EY at the end of it. So it says Wi-Fi. And the other mug says Hub, like a USB hub, and it has the logo of a USB graphic on it. And it says Hub two B's and a Y, so hubby. And so it's kind of, it was nerdy and
also with love.
Also lovely.
Yeah. Wow.
It was really cool. Anyway, we've got some feedback to get to.
Who goes there?
I don't know if you remember last week when I broadcast that I had the best tech tip ever.
You said, and I quote, I have insane tech tip.
Yeah. And it wasn't that insane.
That was in the text.
It was insane is right. And people did respond, and they did thank me for it. First off, Mr. Dave said, your tech tip lived up to the hype, especially for the Bible app. And I agree. The Bible app is one of the most annoying apps because it always asks to leave a review. And then Jason Gamer said, hey, I wanted to let you guys know how much I appreciated the iPhone tech tips you guys do. Most of the tips are just very simple, but they make a huge difference in everyday life. I especially love the hard-press keyboard cursor tip. Keep it coming, guys. I love all your content. And so I didn't get three. I was expecting three.
Three feedbacks?
Yeah, so I fell one short.
You have
feedback
decent.
From me and Layton. That can both of us can count as one.
Actually, I feel like
you just said it wasn't that great.
Our feedback was like, eh, it's not that great.
I was like, you liked it. I thought that was really decent.
It was a solid tech tip. It was good.
And it was something I had no clue about. Like, I didn't know you could do that.
Nobody. Well, and you being a guy who works in IT, if you don't know about it, then I guarantee you that most of the world does not know about it. Mm-hmm. And so it's just like, yeah, it's a rare find.
Obscure settings.
And so valuable.
Well, we did have some other feedback. This was not about the tech tip. It was just some other feedback. It was from Josh Beachy. He said, I would like to congratulate Jeff on cutting down on the amount of Batman that he randomly says during the podcast.
This made Ruben's day.
It did make my day. Someone else is also annoyed at Jeff's Batman. And Layton does it some, but Jeff, it's kind of
been Layton and my thing for the past while.
Well, I'm glad it's to see it kind of go.
It's dimming
to pass.
Dimming down.
All things must come to an end. Even great memes.
But even me and Jeff, for a while there, we were so on it that we would say it in Dutch.
Oh, yeah.
We would. What would we say?
This is Vliegelmasman.
Vliegelmasman. Yeah, so like, French press coffee. Vliegelmasman.
Yeah, we would say
just
that.
Different exclamations like that.
We used that one really hard as soon as we found out
how to say Batman in Dutch.
And the English translation would be winged mouse.
Mm-hmm.
Would be the Dutch.
Winged mouse man.
Winged mouse man.
That's the. Yeah. But a bat is called a Fliegelmaus in Dutch.
Yeah. You mean in German?
In German, sorry.
Okay. In German, a bat is called Fliegelmaus.
Okay. But then I'm just saying like the, like,
like
the word for word literal translation is
right.
Winged mouse.
Winged mouse, yes. Yes, it is.
I think we got some other feedback too, Layton, from Mira Farah.
Yeah. She gave us a recommendation for Single Thoughts.
Ooh.
And it's, do you remember way back? Way, way back in the day, there was this precious gorilla in a zoo. And this precious gorilla was flinging around a human child.
It was like the kid fell into the...
a gorilla exhibit, and the gorilla grabbed the child and was dangerously flinging him around.
Right.
And they decided to shoot the gorilla.
Yeah.
And people were up in arms.
Outrage.
That they would kill a gorilla just for the sake of a human life. That's it. You saved a child.
You saved one life.
You saved.
But you killed a gorilla.
You killed a gorilla, but you saved the potential of a human child. Wow. Aren't you a hero?
Fliegelmaster, Mun.
Good attempt, Ruben. No. this gorilla eventually became very famous. The name of the gorilla was Harambe. And I had forgotten. This happened many, like,
what, not many. A good
4 years ago?
I think it was less than that. I think it was maybe 2 years ago.
Yeah.
Because Ben Shapiro still talked about it. I thought he talked about it a few years ago.
Harambe.
Well, a
death.
Few is 3 years ago.
May you said it's 2016. 2 years
ago. A couple.
When did Harambe die?
May 2016.
Okay. Yeah. 2016. That's pretty
much. 2 years.
2 years. Okay. Anyways, so somebody had the bright idea in memory of Harambe. They decided to make a bedspread that would replicate the loving arms of this gorilla. And so it's a bedspread called the Harambed. Or the Harambed. The Harambed.
Harambed.
The Harambed. And it has, like, very, very large arms that kind of come out of the top cover. And it's all black fur.
And I'm
two
gonna
massive gorilla hands.
I'm going to share it on our French Press Facebook page.
Yeah, do that. Because it's something to behold. And so I forget what's the tagline for it. Like, now you can sleep in the safe, loving arms of your favorite gorilla or something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
But I feel like if they want to actually pay Harambe the, like, very accurate homage to him, they should also homage. They should make it so that while you're sleeping, it does to you what Harambe was doing to that child, and grabs you by the neck and begins choking you and flinging you around the room.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Otherwise,
yeah.
It's not real Harambe.
No.
Okay, it needs to be threatening your life if we're going to be actually accurate.
Right.
To the gorilla. I'm just sad.
So, speaking along the lines of single thoughts, I came across another provocative ad for the gravity blanket. And this thing keeps recurring. They just keep coming up with more.
They keep on targeting you.
They keep on targeting single males, like, really hard. And so the latest one, since it's almost Valentine's Day, is it shows a nice setting with a red background and two wine glasses. Or champagne glasses, or whatever they are, and a guy pouring champagne with his blanket. And it just looks ultra depressing.
It's so funny. I know I promised a few weeks ago that, oh, we're going to have someone on who has a single thought to share. However, again, it didn't work out for this person.
Huh.
So hopefully in 2 weeks, we'll have that single thought.
Yeah.
And Jeff, you're going to be going away for a week.
I will.
Heading down to Florida.
I'll have some good content when I come back.
In fact, maybe we can have you call in. Who knows?
Ooh.
But either way, Layton and I will be here doing the podcast on Tuesday.
Holding down the fort.
Maybe we'll have some special guests on.
Fort holding. Are we going to mention the Valentine's banquet at all?
Yes, yes.
At all? We don't have to if you don't want to.
No.
I don't mind, like, skipping over it. But I feel like it was a happening.
Yes, it was a happening. It was good. It was put on by Bria Youth, and I guess you guys do it every year.
We do, I guess.
This was the first time that I really wanted to go.
that you really wanted to go?
Yeah.
Or that you had a reason to go?
Both.
Oh, okay. I've went to many of these Valentine's banquets. In my lifetime, I've probably gone to over 10 of them. Because I've been in the youth group even before I was of age to be in the youth group. Because
your parents were sponsors?
My parents were youth sponsors for 10 plus years.
That long?
Yeah.
That's quite a time.
It's quite a commitment. And so I've served in many a banquet. And this was the first time that I was able to sit down during the entire performance and just soak in the experience.
And just enjoy it.
And I was actually really surprised at the difference. Like, as far as when you're involved with setting something up, mm-hmm. and then you're like making it go, there's something about like it loses a little bit of like the magical atmosphere that mm-hmm. that is there, that everyone yeah. else that just shows up just to see the finished product, they are amazed, mm-hmm. or they're kind of like they don't get caught up in all the little details,
right?
They just see the entire spread at once, and they're just like, they just get to see the result, and it's just like, yeah. wow.
Mm-hmm. Like our youth put on a Valentine's banquet a couple uh-huh. of years, and it's just like, yeah, when you're involved in it, it's like you're all worried about what has to happen next in order to make everybody else's experience seamless, and you totally get lost in that aspect of it. You never even realize how it actually turned out.
Exactly.
For the people that are there.
Exactly. It's a little bit like the French Press podcast. Really?
Yeah, that is true. It's I never thought of it in that way. But
we, like, I mean, yeah, we know that the French Press podcast is awesome. But we get so caught up in providing content.
Well, and even, like,
doing technical support.
Yeah, like the sample rate of the recording.
You're right.
44,000 versus 48,000.
AM versus FM transmitting.
Yeah.
All that stuff.
Black background on
constant
the website
bit
versus
rate
white.
Versus variable bit rate.
Yeah.
Posters falling and then needing to be retaped.
Noise reduction.
Multiple mic inputs. Sliders and knobs.
Playing audio clips.
Trying to find the theme to the single thoughts.
Technical yes. difficulties.
All of these things, they hold us back.
Making from, sure that poster stays taped up to the wall.
They hold us back from being able to enjoy the podcast as much as our listeners do. But in the end, much like the Valentine's banquet, it's still worth it.
And there's one way, just like the Valentine's banquet, there is one way at the Valentine's banquet for us to show our appreciation.
How is that, Ruben?
Well, at the Valentine's banquet, they had a little black box.
A black box?
On each table.
Huh. What for?
It was to put a donation into.
A donation? Like money?
Like money, yeah. And basically, we kind of have a black box as well on our website. It says shop on Amazon.
Oh.
Oh,
and
yeah.
And that's basically that's the right. virtual way of dropping a nickel or a dime into that black box.
Yeah.
Is by clicking on that link before you shop on Amazon.
That's right.
Right. But, I mean, if you're shopping on Amazon, like, what all can you get on Amazon?
You can get anything from drills to flowers to...
Can you get a gravity blanket?
You can. I bet you can.
What about a Harambe?
Harambe?
I'm sure it's on there somewhere.
You could probably find something.
You could probably find something similar.
Like, just a blanket with a little gorillas printed on them. All that to say, you can get pretty much whatever you want. And you're getting it for the same price, but by smashing the link, you're also just supporting something else that you really, really love and probably is more valuable to you than mm-hmm. anything that you could possibly buy on That's, Amazon anyway.
I'll give that about a 3, so, but yeah.
Just sure. saying. Huh.
Anyway. Are you done talking about the banquet?
Yeah.
It was really nice.
It was nice.
The music was great.
I was blown away.
Food was great. I loved that they had guacamole. Mm.
Guac.
That's
instead of just
a mole.
Instead of just, you know, sour cream. Yes, it was very, very enjoyable.
Something weird I discovered, guacamole sparked this memory, is that you can peel avocados really easily. And I've always seen you eating them, Ruben, and I eat them that way, too. I cut them in half.
You've seen me eat avocados?
Last year in Florida, you ate, like, a bunch of them. So I was like, okay, that's a cool way
he
to eat.
He saw you once.
You slice the avocado in half. You take the stone out.
It's
and
called
so left,
a seed.
It's a stone.
The stone.
Fine, a seed,
Ruben,
whatever it is.
Well, let's be honest. All a seed is just a stone with potential plant life in it.
Potential for life.
I thought it was called a stone. If it's like inside the fruit
know.
Like that. Anyways, whatever it is, maybe. You take it out and then you just scoop it out with a spoon or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I discovered this actually by accident, and I was doing that and I was like, I peeled back the edge of that half or whatever, mm-hmm. and the peel just came off. It's really weird. The peel is almost like a hard waxy, and
but
it just peels right off.
Do you then hold the fruit in your hand to eat it?
No, then I put it on a plate and eat it with the
fork. I was going to say, you're using the peel as a bowl.
Yeah. But it looks kind of cool with it all peeled off. Plus, you generally get more out of it.
I just don't like
the consistency
of avocado by itself. Well, I just never used to scrape it.
Oh, avocados are great. You need salt.
They're really good.
Yeah, yeah.
And there are different flavors of avocados.
I did not know
that. Oh, really? Is there a mango avocado?
Pretty much, yeah. There's some avocados that are sweeter.
What?
Yes. Not sweet like an avocado, but sweeter. I like the more salty, dull flavor. Not as citrusy.
I've never noticed that.
I don't know what the different names are, but I can tell you by looking at them.
It's just...
Okay.
It's just,
I'll have to look for that.
Avocados are... It's just... I just don't like the texture of it. It's just like... It's like the blandest, a little bit...
That's why you need the salt.
It's like unsweet pudding.
Yeah... But it's good, and it's a healthy snack.
It's like, if I wanted to taste...
Do you like guacamole, though?
Ish, kind of, yeah.
See, I would much rather have guacamole than sour cream.
Oh, for sure, yeah.
Okay.
And actually, I found out, too, you can, in some recipes, not all, you can substitute avocado for butter.
Yeah, my wife, like, she made...
Like, you can put avocado instead of butter.
She made chocolate chip avocado cookies.
No way.
No, she didn't. But now you want to try it, don't you? I bet you could buy something like that on Amazon. Smash that link, Ruben.
I bet you can't.
No, but just because there's such a high fat content in
you avocados. Got so excited. That was hilarious.
I was picturing green chocolate chip cookies.
And it, like, but no, if it was a green chocolate chip cookie, then you would think mint. Or I would think mint.
And then, you'd be
and then I'd bite into it, and then I'd, yeah, just be I'd be mad.
But then I'd be disappointed either way, because even mint and chocolate should not go together.
I wonder what the actual uses of that are.
I know. I can see by your face that you're...
If you listeners...
You're missing out on everything that's good.
No. If you listeners have tried using avocado instead of butter, let us know, because we want to know what it was for. We want to know what it works well with.
Well, Jeff, you're a foodie. You should try it.
Well, I will try it at some point, but I just like I can't think of the use of it right now. Like, you wouldn't want to put it in cookies, because that wouldn't quite be the right thing.
Yeah, but it needs to be something that would be more salt based than sweet.
And you wouldn't necessarily use it to fry stuff in, because avocado has some fiber in with it, and it doesn't just turn into oil when you heat it up.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd have to be something savory, almost.
Yep, I agree.
Anyways.
All right, it's time to wrap this up. Layton, what is the point?
The point is, Ruben, we have 300 likes. Lots of love for the French press. Pets are still the worst. Willie the Welder is poor. Fliegelmassmann is dying. Harambe is in your bed. Avocado is a lamer version of butter. That is the point.
And what is our word of the week?
I feel like word of the week has to be love.